book on Wild Audible, I have some time to ramble, so I figured why not. And before I begin, this audio will contain no masturbation or any orgasms, so if you were hoping for that, I'm really sorry. I'm still sort of easing my way back into making content because it's been a while. So in particular, I want to talk about a couple things. And I believe I've rambled about this in the past, but I want to ramble about it again because, god damn it, it turns me on, like, really good. And so, first of all, girls are hot, and I want to do all kinds of things with them. Secondly, if that girl is older than me, she can do whatever the fuck she wants, as long as it won't hurt me or anything, because pain ain't my game. But goddamn, do I want to do things with an older girl. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. So, to blabber about this in more detail, where the fuck do I begin? Because women, age gaps, we're already hitting two of my biggest turn-ons. Like, holy fuck, is it gonna be very coherent, this bramble? I'm a little worried how coherent this is gonna be because girls do things to me. Like, I am bi, so guys are cool, but truth be told, I guess we'll start here. So, this is a little less, I guess, sexy, but there are some fun little anecdotes I can share with this, actually. Let's start from here. So, when I, like, it's really ever since I could remember when I was young, I always used to get these very, like, massive crushes on female characters from, like, cartoons and anime and stuff like that. In fact, I can distinctly remember one of my very first crushes was Sailor Moon. Which, it's kind of weird. Like, I say that, but it's like, I'm not sure if it's because I thought romantically of her or if it's like I thought of her as like my best friend. It always kind of changed depending on my mood, but mostly I thought of her as like a very best friend or something. But I felt very passionately about the character and what have you. And I think it was around then that I kind of started to think about like girls from a kind of, I guess, passionate way, as opposed to a friendshipy way. Although, funny side anecdote, I do remember very distinctly when I was in kindergarten, I was a very rambunctious little child. I don't know what happened to her, but I want her to come back. I want that rambunctious side to come back, but maybe it's in its own way still here. It's just maybe mellowed out because I'm not like five anymore. But I was in kindergarten, it was very odd looking back on it. I'm not sure why I used to do this, but whenever I felt very excited, I'd hug one of my female classmates and give her, like, a kiss on the cheek. It was fucking weird. It was so weird. I was such a weird kid. Why did I do that? I was always very easily excitable when I was a kid. I mean, I still am, but, like, I feel like it's a little different now because I don't just randomly hug people and kiss them on the cheek and stuff because I'm not a weirdo. that anecdote. Good God. There's gonna be more fun ones like this, so strap in. We're in for a ride. Fuck, that was so weird. Okay. So, continuing from my crush on Sailor Moon, because that's really where my passionate feelings for women sort of started to kick in. But I didn't really realize that I was sexually interested in women until maybe around, I say women, but it's probably more appropriate to say girls at this point because I was underage. So, I think it's a little more appropriate to say that I'm I guess I started to discover I really felt sexually towards girls and in more romantic ways towards girls around maybe fifth or sixth grade. Sorry, I'm starting to get all stammery. And it's funny, when I was in fifth grade, we're gonna go into funny anecdote land again. Although I feel like this is the origin of one of my deepest fetishes I have. Our deepest interests sexually that I have. I say fifth grade, I think it might have even been fourth grade, I don't really remember. But so it's funny because at this point, I didn't know lesbian sex was a thing. So I didn't even really know that, like, it's like I instinctively knew that it must have been possible, like, that, like, if a man and a woman can have sex, surely two women can do it too. Like, I was a, I don't know, like, it's not like my parents ever talked to me about that kind of thing. I guess I was just always very open-minded to possibilities like that without really realizing it. Looking back, kind of had a progressive mindset. Go little whispers! But, or little whispers might not be the right phrase in there because I think there's a difference between little girl whispers versus little whispers when I get into sort of a little headspace with girls. Fucking girls. Oh, girls are so good! Sorry. So, yeah, younger me thought, well, if a man and a woman can do the do, surely two girls can do the do. And how did they do the do? In my head, here's how I imagined it. I feel like it explains everything about my one sexual interest. I realized it the other day. Oh god, it's so fucking weird. So. You'll see why I'm laughing so much. It's really weird. Because it's a little more specific than what I'm actually into now. So when I was, when I was like, 10, two girls can surely have sex. So how do they do it? Well, back then I didn't realize outer course was a thing. So I assumed that people always, had penetrative sex only and never did outer coursey shit. Because I knew nothing about outer course, despite my favorite way to masturbate. When I was a, like, ever since I could remember, was like humping everything in fucking sight. Like, holy shit. That's gonna come to use. My fucking lifelong skill of humping is gonna come to use and it's gonna be amazing. But that is besides the point. I'm getting off track. So, I didn't realize that outer course was really a thing that people did together until I was much older, like around high school. And even then, I didn't know there was really a term for it until very recently when it started to become like a tag. So, when I was 10, I always thought, well, a woman puts the penis in her vagina if it's a, if it's a man and a woman. So, if it's a girl, and I didn't know that strap-ons were a thing either. Mind you, nor that fingering was a thing. I was very innocent back then. I didn't know any of this. But I did assume when two girls had sex that, looking back, this is the stupidest fucking thing. But I feel like it explains a lot about my interests. Goddamn. I thought. This is so fucking bad. This is a lot of buildup for this. It's gonna be worth it. We're gonna laugh about this together because, oh my god, oh god, it's so bad. So I assumed the one girl. I don't think I'm gonna be able to say this without going into hysterics. But I'll try not to, because it has evolved into one of my main sexual interests anyway, but oh god, it's so weirdly specific. So when I was a little girl, I thought that you used to have sex if you were two girls, with one girl taking her her boob, her one boob, and sticking it into the other girl, like the boob would elongate, and you would stick it inside like a dick. I don't know. It was so weird. It's weird. See, I told you, it's weirdly specific. But I think we can see where that has evolved. Now I don't like it going that far. That's fucking weird. But I do like the thought of a nipple growing right against my clit. That's hot. Do that. Yes. The other thing is just weird. God. So, with that fun fucking tangent out of the way. Oh god, I was such a weird kid. Girls. Goddamn girls. See, I'm talking, like, girls turned me on and I discovered this and that, but it's like, mind you, for reference, I'm sexually inexperienced in real life, and, I haven't really even made out with anyone before, so a lot of this is just, like, discoveries I've made through, like, online interactions or through, like, you know, porn, stuff like that, but there are a lot of things I imagine and think about, and that's where I'm headed next with this ramble, because I have already started getting way off topic, and this ramble turns out is having no real cohesive direction to it, because girls are hot, they do things to me, and I want them to do all of the things to me, all of the things that aren't painful or scary, that I don't want, but things that are like, you know, things, oh god, girls are good. So for some reason I get especially turned on if the girl's older than me, like if the person's older than me, I find it hotter. And it's interesting because they don't necessarily have to be like in, I guess, what you would call MILF territory. Like, if anything, that can be hot, and I don't mind it. I do think it can be okay, and I'm not against it or the idea of it. I do think, though, that a lot of my fantasies with women older than me tend to have women a little bit closer to my own age, but not by, like, super close. Like, I'm thinking maybe a 2 to 3 year age gap and above. Though usually I imagine women in, like, their late 20s or early 30s. Not specific women, but, like, when I think, well, usually not specific women. But, yeah, like, age gaps have always really got me going, and I don't really know why. But I guess part of it is I like to feel very small and very... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Ugh, so much clearing my throat going on. I do like for other girls to kind of make me feel small and protected, I guess. Like, it's not to say I don't like the thought of a guy protecting me, but it's like, it's very different for me context-wise, in my opinion. It's a little different. Because, I guess on a slightly heavier note, I do have a bit of emotional baggage in relation to men that I still am working to get through. But with girls, I don't have such a baggage, so it's a lot easier for me to feel comfortable fantasizing about girls. You know? But I always imagine myself as the younger one or the inexperienced one in my fantasies, while the older one kind of teaches me, like, how to feel good, or is, like, I don't know, taking the lead, I guess, and helping me not be so shy during sexual stuff, because despite being very open about what I'm into and whatnot, I am actually quite shy about sexy talk a lot of the time. I get kind of, like, shy expressing my thoughts and stuff if I'm one-on-one with somebody. Or at least I feel embarrassment about the stuff I'm into a lot of the time. So I like to imagine an older woman kind of encouraging me to not be so shy and embarrassed about it, and to comfort me and let my inner pervert awaken and come out to where I'm not so shy and nervous, you know? And I specifically fantasize about that with women because, goddamn, especially if we can we get some incest tags up in this bitch? We're gonna do it, so this audio is gonna have those tags for this reason. I do feel the need to disclaim that I'm not into my mother, nor am I into my sisters. However, I love the thought of, like, like, I almost think of it like, sometimes I think of myself as like a hentai heroine in my head when I'm getting myself off or I'm fantasizing. And I imagine like the hypothetical sister or mother being very nurturing with me and taking the lead and all that stuff, you know? But it's, I don't know what the word is for it. What am I trying to say? I guess I totally lost my train of thought. Why did I want to get the incest up in here? Right, okay. So, age gaps are hot. But it's even hotter if, like, to me, it's a little hotter when incest gets involved, especially if it's, like, older sister or mother stuff. I am finding I sort of have a preference for older sister, but, like, it's weird. So, like, I prefer a girl that is, like, in my fantasies, I prefer a girl that's, like, I guess, closer to my age, but not necessarily super close to my own age. Like, maybe she's in her 20s, or, like, her late 20s, or mid-20s, or, like, early 30s, or something like that. But, like, I'd, like, refer to her as, like, my older sister while she does stuff to me, or mommy. But, I don't know, I just... girls are so fucking hot, god damn it. I don't really know where this ramble is ultimately gonna go to, or where it's even really headed, because I can't really think of what to talk about at this point. My mind's kind of drawing blanks because I'm thinking of girls and all of the things I want to do with girls. Maybe I can talk about that. Actually, why not talk about that a bit? What am I thinking about right now? So there's this one thought I have. It's like a sex position, I guess you'd call it. And I always imagine this, especially when I'm thinking of, like, the incestual fantasies, especially, I don't know why, it's fucking weird, but, so I'm a little on the shorter side, and I like to imagine that the other girl would, like, sit me in her lap, and, like, with my back facing her, and that she would bring, like, a hand around maybe to play with my breasts or something like that, or just to kind of hug me, and then the other to, like, rub me down there, you know? I say down there when I'm not turned on. How fucking weird is that? But, yeah, that's something I think about a lot, but I especially think about, like, just anything in general with women where I often, now I say, like, you know, referring to them as, like, my older sister and stuff, but there's this very specific way I imagine it. This is where my dorky side comes in, but it's really sexy. So, well, to me it is. It's probably going to be dorky to everyone else, but there's this Japanese term, one-chan, which means, like, older sister. And, when I'm getting myself off, sometimes I find that I sort of kind of like whimper it, like, you know, because I sometimes like to imagine that when I'm rubbing my clit, it's not me that's doing it, but like my fictional love interest doing it, and that I'd be calling her that. I know that's weird, but yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing, definitely. I don't know. Like, I love girls. I love age gaps. I have to sneeze. I think I have to sneeze. My nose feels like it's gonna do the thing. Am I gonna do it? No, I'm good. Never mind. I don't think I have to sneeze after all. Which, if I do, I'll try to warn beforehand. Okay, I'm good. So, girls turn me on, age gaps turn me on, but you put the two together and it's like my ultimate, like, ah! It's like my ultimate, like, bliss right there. I don't know. Where am I even going with this? I don't know. Lately, I find I just really desperately crave more, like, I crave so much girl-on-girl stuff, it's not even funny. I really just, like, I don't know, I just really want another girl to take care of me sexually. And it'd be even hotter if she were, like, older than me. I feel like I'm one of the younger girls in the audio porn world, so I feel like that would not be very hard to fantasize about an older girl doing shit to me, because I'm younger than most of the girls here, I feel like. But not that that really matters, but it's like, for the sake of the age gap fantasy, yes, it does. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this anymore, so I think I'll stop for now. But yeah, I definitely hope you enjoyed listening to this ramble that ultimately went nowhere. And girls turned me on a fuck ton, and yeah, good times. So, see you all later, I guess. I don't know when later is, but yeah, see you for now.